نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العظيم. Respected sister in Islam, respected brother in Islam, beloved children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am extremely sad to know of the sudden death of your spouse. Some of you have become widows, some of you have become widowers. Some children have become orphans. Many children have lost their mothers or fathers or both parents. Many of us have lost many near and dear ones. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Whilst we are sad at the sudden demise and we grieve with you and we sympathize with you, you alone experience the immense pain, especially as a widow, especially as a widower, and especially as children. You experience such feeling, such thoughts that you have never ever imagined. Your pain and your experience is natural. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also went through such pain. When the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibrahim, was about to pass away, he was in the throes of death. He was gasping for breath. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started tearing. And then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ دَمْ تَدْمَعْ وَالْقَلْبَ يَحْزَنْ إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ تَدْمَعْ وَالْقَلْبَ يَحْزَنْ. The eyes tear and the heart grieves. The eyes tear and the heart grieves. Remember, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is better for your husband. Remember, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is better for your wife. And remember, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is better for your parents than what you could be. It is my heartfelt dua that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant your husband Jannatul Firdaus. It is my heartfelt dua that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant your wife Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant your marhum parents Jannatul Firdaus. Allah grant them Jannatul Na'im. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala open the windows of the fragrance of Jannah for them. I advise you, during this grieving times and during these challenging times, you make sabr. Turn your very painful heart to Allah and make dua. These are the days of the acceptance of dua. Allah will help you and Allah will grant you courage to overcome this challenge. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those that are patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. Those people that are afflicted with some problem, difficulty and hardship, say to them, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. When they turn to Allah and they say, we are from Allah, we were nothing. We came into existence with the order of Allah. And to Allah are we going to return? Allah says, those people that turn the hearts to Allah during these grieving and challenging moments, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Those are the people that invoke the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. They are the people that are guided. I urge the entire community, let us stand together. Let us assist one another to the best of our ability. This is the time for us to be soft. This is the time for us to be loving and compassionate and considerate. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned, Man azza thakla kusiya burdan fil jannah. That person who sympathizes with a grieving person, Allah will clothe you with the clothing of Jannah. And the grief that we're going through now is not a normal grief. Imagine your near dear ones passing away. The janazah cannot even come home. When they left home, they went to hospital and you don't know whether they're going to return home. And when they pass away, they are deposited directly into Qabristan. Indeed, it's a very, very challenging time, very, very painful time. But Allah knows best. This is a test of our iman. Let us turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and let us say that sallamtu, that we hand over ourselves to Allah, wa ufawwizu amri ilallah. I make the freeze. I hand over my affairs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Let us change this negative and toxic environment to a positive and comfortable environment with our responsible character and with our responsible conduct and the conduct according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.